KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies in Atlantic. We picked up 18 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall a little bit yesterday and most of it overnight into early this morning. We look for cloudy to partly cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms to be ending this morning and a high today around 86 with winds south-southeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Thunderstorms are forecast at times today into tonight, and there's a potential for severe weather at times, especially over the southern half or so of Iowa from mid-afternoon through this evening, when all modes of severe weather may be possible, including damaging winds, very large hail, and even tornadoes. Locally heavy rainfall is also expected, especially south of Interstate 80. Keep it tuned to KJAN. We'll keep you up to date on the weather and any breaking weather information. In the news, at least four people were injured in a crash that happened early this morning on eastbound Interstate 80 in Cass County. The accident happened at around 3:35 a.m. near mile marker 58. Atlantic Fire and Rescue, Cass EMS, and Anita Rescue were called to the scene. Lifelight was requested, but they declined due to storms that were in the area. Additional details are currently not available. Two people who were injured during an accident Wednesday evening in Adair County have died. Officials of the Iowa State Patrol early this morning reported two passengers in the car that crashed into the trailer of a semi Wednesday evening on Interstate 80 eastbound west of Adair have died at a hospital in Des Moines. They were identified as 85-year-old Harold Willie and 68-year-old Faye Froelich, both of Rock Springs, Wyoming. The car, 2013 Toyota Camry, rear-ended a semi that was disabled on the roadway due to an accident that had occurred just a few minutes earlier. The vehicle came to rest partially under the trailer of the semi. The driver of the car, 68-year-old Pamela Willie, also of Rock Springs, was injured in the crash and flown to a hospital in Des Moines. The driver of the semi was not injured. The patrol says none of the crash victims were wearing a seatbelt. The Nishna Valley Family YMCA staff and Parks and Rec Department staff would like to inform you of a change in the meeting date and location for a community input session that pertains to the future of splash pad or aquatics facilities in Atlantic. The original meeting was set for July 13th, but since that date conflicted with several community meetings and in order to accommodate everyone possible, the new date and time and location for the discussion on aquatics will be Tuesday, July 20th at the Nishna Valley YMCA, and that'll begin at 6 p.m. Anyone interested in the future of aquatics facilities in Atlantic is encouraged to join the public discussion and give input. And for further information, you can contact the Parks and Rec office at 243-3542 or Dan Haynes at the YMCA at 243-3934. The Iowa Department of Transportation's Creston Construction Office reports a bridge deck and joint repair project on U.S. Highway 34 west of Red Oak between Highway 48 and Montgomery County Road M37 will require reducing traffic to one lane controlled with temporary traffic signals beginning Monday, July 19th and running until November 4th, give or take weather permitting. Work will begin on the westbound lane of U.S. Highway 34. A 15-foot height limit and 10-foot width limit restriction will be in place during the project. More than 200 Iowa organizations and individuals working in arts and culture, film and media, history and historic preservation will receive a boost from $2.3 million in grant awards that were announced Thursday by the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs. Among the arts and culture grant recipients is the New Century Art Guild in Elkhorn, which will receive $5,000 to develop a series of public art exhibitions called Walls of Honor, created by military veterans. The grants are funded through the annual appropriations based on the Iowa legislature, passed by the Iowa legislature and signed into law by Governor Reynolds. That went into effect on July 1st. The state's investment is enhanced by funding from two federal agencies, the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Endowment for the Humanities. And it's administered by the department's three divisions, the Iowa Arts Council, State Historical Society of Iowa, and Produce Iowa, the state's Office for Film and Media Production. In this latest round of funding, the department made 244 grant awards for community initiatives and creative projects across the state, arts and cultural organizations, individual artists and filmmakers, and historic preservation efforts in 46 counties and 71 communities. The department also designated 58 of Iowa's leading arts and cultural organizations as cultural leadership partners, a competitive process that occurs once every 3 years. More information can be found in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office Thursday said a man from Dallas County was arrested on numerous charges Saturday morning in Stewart. Guthrie County Dispatch received a call at around 5:05 a.m. from a woman who locked herself and her 8-month-old child in a vehicle with a woman's boyfriend banging on the windows. When a deputy arrived, the woman explained that she and her boyfriend, 33-year-old Tristan Michael Ladwig of Waukee, had gotten into a verbal argument earlier in the morning, so she came to the home of her mother in Stewart. She called 911 earlier that same morning because Ladwig allegedly broke into the house and he had left. The man returned, though, and allegedly caused more than $300 in damage to the exterior back door and interior bedroom door. He also allegedly took the woman's cell phone when she tried to call 911. A mutual friend had dropped Tristan Ladwig off at the residence and was still in the driveway. When Tristan reportedly left on foot with the woman's phone, she locked herself into the friend's vehicle and used their phone to call 911. Eventually, Ladwig was located back inside the residence and taken into custody. He admitted to using force to enter the residence and to taking the phone from his girlfriend. He also admitted the residence was not his and that he did not belong there. Ladwig faces charges that include domestic abuse, burglary in the second degree, theft in the second degree, child endangerment, obstruction of emergency communications, and criminal mischief in the fifth degree. He was released from the Guthrie County Jail on July 5th on a $9,000 surety bond. That's a check of the news this hour on KJAN. There's more online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.